Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy New Year! Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. What a day of football we got coming up. Just starting here in a few minutes. Arizona State and Texas get us going in the college football playoff. We're going to dive into all three of the games today. I got sides, totals, props for you guys that we'll give out here in moments. Also, since it is the new year, we're going to go into the futures portfolio, go around to some different sports. I'll give you guys some futures bets that I have placed, hoping to cash in 2025. Our guy Shawnee Sharp's going to pop on middle of the show, tell us what the BetQL model likes for today. Also, we'll look at week 18 in the NFL. Yesterday, we previewed 8 of the 16 games on the slate. Today, we will look at the other 8 games. And then also, we will talk some golf, baby. We're back with golfing. Golfing with Glasser. We're out in Kapalua in Hawaii starting tomorrow. We got a loaded field. I'll give out some golfers that I like there. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have us, you want to have Texas and Arizona State on the background while you're watching our show, let us know anything that you like. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. If you miss any part of the show as well, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, glasses in session. Let's get going here on New Year's Day. And we will start with the Peach Bowl. Get ready to kick off here in a little bit. Texas and Arizona State. Longhorns go from a 12.5-point favorite to a 13.5-point favorite. Total in this game is 51.5. For me, this game feels very similar to Penn State and Boise from last night. Feels like Texas is going to win. The question is by how much? Is it going to be 10? Is it going to be 17? Is it going to be 13? Is it going to be 20? That's why it's just a tough game for me. I think Texas wins. So because of that, I would probably lean towards them covering the number. I just think it's way more realistic that they cover the number than Arizona State did. I think you could see it yesterday when Boise State played Penn State. As great of a year as Boise had, when you step up in class and, you know, you don't play in a graded conference and you go up against a team with all that talent that Penn State has. Penn State dominated them on the line of scrimmage. It's just kind of puzzling. They didn't run the ball even more in that game. I think Texas, the line of scrimmage in this game, going to be really tough for ASU to overcome. Scataboo's had a great year. ASU's going to have to try and find ways to move the ball against this elite Texas defense. Sam Levitt's going to have to make some plays as well, the quarterback, but everything runs through Scataboo. And much like Penn State last night, when they shut down Genty, Boise struggled on offense. I think Texas, they shut down Scataboo, going to be tough for ASU to move the ball. That's why I kind of like the under in this game. I think ASU is going to have a tough time moving the ball. I think ASU's defense, though, can hold up pretty well against Texas. The Longhorns have been a good under team this season. Like what I saw out of them in Clemson in their first playoff game. I thought Quinn Ewers played well. I thought they got all their playmakers in space. I could see that happening again. A couple receivers that I would keep my eye on today if you're looking at player props. The first one's going to be the tight end, Gunner Connor Helm. I like his anytime touchdown price at plus 135. One of Quinn Ewers' favorite red zone targets is the tight end Gunnar Helm. I think he could score today. And then Matthew Golden, the receiver for the Longhorns, I'll go anytime touchdown for him as well at plus 140. I'll take his over receiving yards as well at 52.5. He's a game breaker. He can turn a slant into a touchdown. He runs a lot of deep routes for them. I think Sark will find a way to get him in space. So I feel like 52.5 is too low for Golden. I like that. Bet him anytime touchdown. Look at Gunnar Helm, the tight end, as well. After Texas and Arizona State, we got the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl between Ohio State and Oregon. Ohio State, 2.5-point favorites. That's pretty much held firm ever since these lines came out and we realized this was going to be the matchup. The total in this game is 55.5. Look, guys, we've been talking about this game for 2 weeks, right? And sometimes in sports betting, you just let the lines do all the work. And you just kind of look at what the line is telling you. And you got an undefeated team in Oregon. They're the number one team in college football. They've already beaten this Ohio State team. These teams play in the same conferences. And yet Ohio State is the team that's favored in this game. I've talked about on the show a bunch that I think Ohio State is the best team in college football. If everybody plays their A game, I think Ohio State's is the best. And I think the performance that they showed against Tennessee, that they can not only put that Michigan loss behind them, but kind of use that to fuel them throughout the college football playoff. I think Ohio State's a dangerous, dangerous team. I also hope that they continue the game plan that they used against Tennessee, against Oregon. It feels like too many times Chip Kelly and Ryan Day fall in love with the running game when they have the best receiving core in college football. You got Jeremiah Smith, who's a stud. You got Amika Abukam, who's a stud. Like, use these guys. Penn State torched Oregon through the air, and Ohio State was able to score in the 30s against them when these two times met up the first time. I think both teams are going to be able to move the ball in this game. I kind of like the over as well, but I really like Ohio State to get the job done. I think this game is going to be one score game, so I'm just taking the money line. I'm not going to lay the 2.5, but I do like the Buckeyes to get the job done. Some props that I would look at in this game, both Oregon receivers are plus money for an anytime touchdown, and when these two teams met the first time around, both guys found the end zone. Tez Johnson is plus 105. Evan Stewart is plus 210. I would look at both of those guys anytime touchdowns. And Dylan Gabriel over 1.5 passing touchdowns as well. I think that getting that at minus 115 is a good bet. I think Gabriel has at least 2 passing touchdowns. And then for Ohio State on the other side, I think, again, Amika Abukam is a guy that I would target anytime touchdown. They like using him on third down. They like using him in the red zone. He's the veteran. He's the guy that Will Howard trusts in big spots. So Amika Abukam, I think, is another guy that I would look at as well. So I like the under in Arizona State, Texas. I would lean Texas minus the 12.5 as that game's getting ready to kick off. I also like Ohio State tonight. I like the over in that game. And then finally, the Sugar Bowl. This is the game I'm the most excited for because I really like Notre Dame in this matchup against Georgia. And we're starting to see some money coming in on Notre Dame this morning. And this game is now a pick 'em at minus 110. This game, Notre Dame and Georgia, is what the Rose Bowl was last year between Michigan and Alabama. You got a game that's essentially a pick 'em, just like Michigan-Bama was last year. It's the same total at 45.5, and I expect the game to play out very similarly. You obviously have a team like Georgia, much like Bama under Nick Saban, who had been there, done that, won a ton of big games, had come through in a lot of big spots. Georgia's the same way, right? And then you have Michigan, who before last year, Jim Harbaugh had never won a playoff game. He had fallen short a lot of times in these moments, and that's the big narrative around Notre Dame right now. Notre Dame always loses these kind of games, and do you trust them to get the job done against a team like Georgia that just always finds a way to win? So I think the comp between Bama and Michigan last year and this year's Sugar Bowl between Notre Dame and Georgia, I think the comps are very similar. And much like that game last year, which was hard-nosed, physical, defensive slugfest, went to overtime, close, instant classic, I kind of think we're going to get the same game tonight. If you want to sprinkle a little game to go to overtime, 13-1, I think that's a good bet. I also like the under at 45.5. I like Georgia's team total under at 22.5 points as well. The reason I love Notre Dame in this game, though, is the matchup. It's really what it's all about, and Riley Leonard and his legs. You look at Georgia this season, the three teams that have given them the most problems, their two losses, Bama, Ole Miss, and then Georgia Tech, who took them to 8 overtimes. What was the common theme with all three of those teams is their quarterbacks can run. They can scramble. Haynes King this year, Georgia Tech's quarterback, had 587 rushing yards this season. He had 110 when he played Georgia. That was his season high. Jalen Milroe this season had 719 rushing yards. When he played Georgia, he had 117. That was his second most this season. And then Jackson Dart, when he played Georgia this season, he had 50 rushing yards. He had 452 this season. That was his third most this year. And keep in mind, Jackson Dart got hurt early in that game. He had to come out for a drive and then came back in and was still able to run the ball on that Georgia defense. So there is a clear way to attack Georgia, and is with the quarterback. And Riley Leonard has 751 rushing yards this season. And Notre Dame really didn't run them all that much against Indiana. They kind of used their complementary backs. They went through a three-back rotation. But this is the game where you use Riley Leonard. It's why we've liked Notre Dame to beat Georgia from the beginning, and it's why we're still rolling with them today to get the job done. I also like Riley Leonard anytime touchdown at plus 145. And as I just mentioned, right? I mean, Milroe went for over 100. Haynes King went over 100 yards. Jackson Dart went for 50 yards. Riley Leonard's rushing total today is only at 40.5. I'm going over on that against the Dogs. All right, we're getting ready to kick off Arizona State and Texas. We will keep you posted on that game. But let's move over and look at some of our futures bets coming up for the upcoming year. And we will start with the NFL, right? We obviously got Week 18. We got the playoffs getting ready to start. There are only two futures bets I have pulled the trigger on, and they're both in the AFC. The first one is Kansas City. That team, man, they just know how to win games. And now the fact that they're obviously the number one seed, and they're likely not going to have to face the winner of Buffalo and Baltimore until the AFC championship game. In fact, you're getting them at plus 165 to win the AFC. You're getting them at plus 375 to win the Super Bowl. I think both of those are pretty good bets. I like the Chiefs. I also like the Ravens, plus 325 to win the AFC. And I like the Ravens Super Bowl price at plus 700. I really think the Ravens are the best team in football. We know that they have struggled in the playoffs year after year. If they get matched up with the Steelers in the first round, that is definitely a game that would worry me. But man, having Derrick Henry now along with Lamar, a lot of the reason the Ravens have struggled in the playoffs is because they've abandoned the run. That's why you brought in Derrick Henry. That's why you paid Derrick Henry, was so you can lean on him in the postseason. Something to watch for the Ravens. The magic number is 20. If Lamar has 20 or fewer pass attempts, the Ravens normally dominate in those games. On Christmas Day against Houston, 15 pass attempts. Ravens win that game 31-2. Lamar, as great as he is, the Ravens are actually at their best when he does the least amount. When he's using his legs, he's scrambling around, making plays, and they're running the football. So Baltimore, I feel like, is the best team in the NFL. To get them at the third highest odds to win the AFC, plus 700 to win the Super Bowl, I think that's a good bet. As for college football, obviously from the beginning, we have had Texas and Notre Dame. Though I think Will Howard's better, I just need Quinn Ewers to be better for one game. So if that ends up being the matchup, I'll still roll with Texas. And obviously, we like Notre Dame tonight against Georgia. And I like Notre Dame to get the job done against Penn State and go to the national championship. So give me Notre Dame and Texas to meet in the national championship at 10-1. Johnny McTwitchy on Twitch. Happy New Year, folks. Johnny McTwitchy to you as well. Ewers about to light it up. Man, let's hope so. Scataboo with a run of 10 yards on the first play. So don't love that. That's obviously the key for Arizona State today. We will keep an eye on that. So those are my futures that I like in the NFL and college football as well. In college basketball, what I have my eye on is the Florida Gators 18-1 to win the national championship. Auburn, Duke, and Florida right now are my three favorite teams that I like to win the Natty at this point. There's really no value on Auburn, and the fact that they're getting ready to enter SEC play, they're going to start to drop some games, and you're going to get some better value on them. Duke is far and away the best team in the ACC, so you're really not going to get good value on them. I think you're going to wait and hope that they get a tough draw in the tournament, and that might be a time to bet a future on them. But the Florida Gators, there are so many good teams in the SEC, and it feels like Auburn, Tennessee, Bama are kind of the top three talking points. I really like this Florida Gators team, though, you guys. Their guards, they have three guards that are fantastic. Will Clayton, they have Will Richard, and then also the kid from Florida Atlantic as well, who's excellent. Those three guys, those guards, I think are going to be tough to deal with. Todd Golden's team are always good in the tournament, and they're always good offensively. It always comes down to the defense with Florida, and this year they got a good defensive team, so I think they'll be able to make some plays. And then Maryland, I like them to win the Big Ten at plus 650. My favorite player in college basketball this year is freshman Derek Queen. He is awesome. I know Cooper Flagg's getting a ton of attention at Duke. I know Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper at Rutgers are getting a lot of attention as well. But Derek Queen's kind of the college Jokic for Maryland. And Maryland, I think, is this year's Iowa State team. They're great defensively. They still are getting better and better offensively, but they got some good guards that can make some shots. And Derek Queen, as I mentioned, just controls the show. So Terps plus 650 to win the Big Ten, Florida to win the national championship, as we nearly have Texas block a punt there on the punt return. I don't believe there's a flag on the play. That was really close. And then in Major League Baseball, oh, we do have a flag on the play, so we'll see what that is. Then the Texas Rangers, I like in the MLB at 22-1. Their lineup was so banged up last year with Seager being hurt and Josh Young being out and Wyatt Langford missed some time. They're going to all be back. I know Jacob DeGrom's been a guy that's been out of baseball for like the last 3 or 4 years with injuries, but he's going to be back as well. I like Texas, man. Bruce Bochy, we know his teams every other year tend to play pretty well. I like the Rangers 22-1 to get the job done. We do have running into the kicker on Texas, which will give Arizona State a first down. So an early break there for the Sun Devils. All right, let's go to our guy, Shawnee Sharp, with the Sports Betting Minute, get an update on what the BetQL model likes for today. Shawnee Sharp, what do we got?
Hey, Peach. Yeah, so today the BetQL five-star play is in the Rose Bowl. It's going to be Ohio State -2.5 against Oregon. So the model actually has the Buckeyes as over a touchdown favorite at -8. So that's a 5.5-point differential right there. And along with the fact that you're also below the key number of 3 right there, which is also really huge, obviously, as we know in betting. And then right now, 61% of the public is betting to take the 2 points with Oregon. 59% of all spread bets over at BetMGM, courtesy of our guy John Ewing, are on Oregon +2.5. But 60% of the handle is laying the points with Ohio State here. So it's going to be a tough rematch. And as everyone knows, it's tough to beat a team twice in football like this. So, and the Buckeyes are going to be, seems like ever since they lost to Michigan, they are on a revenge tour right now, it looks like.
Yeah, it certainly does. And that feels like it's a pros Joe's game, like you laid out, Shawnee Sharp. It feels like the public is all over Oregon, which you would expect. Number one team, undefeated team in the country, betting the underdog +2.5. But the professionals love the Buckeyes. I like the Buckeyes, too. I think they're the better team. I think the fact that they're favored is telling you quite a bit. Can't wait for that game today. And once again, make sure for those people that continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you can download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's go to Week 18 in the NFL. As Arizona State's got a 3rd-and-2 here at about midfield, and I think Scataboo's going to get it. So Arizona State's got a nice opening drive as they're in the Texas territory, helped out by that running into the kicker penalty on 4th down. When you're a big underdog like that, you need some of those breaks, right? Texas makes a mental mistake. Keep the drive alive. We'll see if ASU can capitalize. As for the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 13.5-point favorites against the New Orleans Saints coming up on Sunday. All the Bucs got to do is win the game. They win the NFC South. 13.5 is a big number. Their offense is playing really well, especially at home. The Saints had a nice little run there a little bit after firing Dennis Allen, but now after seeing more weeks and with Derek Carr being hurt, this offense, I think it's going to be tough for them to match points with Tampa Bay. So it feels like probably like Bucs team total over might be the side. You know, whenever you're trying to clinch a playoff berth and you're this big a favorite, it's never easy. But I do think the Bucs score their points. I think they get into the 30s. So a team total over with Tampa Bay, I think, would be the look. Then we got the Texans taking on the Titans with a total of 38. Titans are 1-point favorites in this game. Tennessee's been the worst team against the spread this season in the NFL in all time. They're 2-14 ATS this year going up against Houston. The Texans have obviously not been great as of late. I would expect them to rest a bunch of their starters because they're locked into the four seed. So this is one of those week 18 kind of gross games. It's going to be on TV. I'm not going to wager any money on it. If you had to make me pick the game though, I'm still going to bet the Texans because I don't want any part of betting the Titans this season. I've bet them way too much and they have been terrible this entire year. Then we got the Niners and the Cardinals. Arizona favored by 4. The total is 42.5. Brock Purdy probably not going to play in this game for the 49ers going up against Arizona, who had another tough loss last week against the Rams. I like backing Arizona's underdogs, and we had them at plus 6.5 against the Rams. Now that they're 4-point favorites, even without Brock Purdy, I don't really love it. I have no thoughts on this game. It felt like the Niners went all in on Monday night against the Lions. They really wanted that game. You could see the emotion from Shanahan, John Lynch, the GM. They showed him a couple times in the booth. San Francisco really wanted to win that game against Detroit. Feels like that was kind of their all-in game. Now Purdy's hurt. The season's over. Don't really know what effort we're going to get out of them. And Arizona, too, as their season's done. So it'll be an interesting game. I'm staying away. Usually I like fading the Cardinals as favorites. So if I had to take it, probably lean towards San Francisco. Then we got the Chiefs and the Broncos. Denver favored by 10.5 points. The total in this game is 39.5. So we know Mahomes isn't going to play. Kelsey's not going to play. Chris Jones isn't going to be available in this game as well. I think Kansas City, though, is still the right side in this game at 10.5. All year, Kansas City has been hearing what a fraud team they are, right? What a fraud 15-1 team they are. Well, now we get a chance to see him without Mahomes, and we get a chance to see him without Kelsey and Chris Jones and all these guys. I think a lot of players in that locker room want to prove that they can still play, and they can even win games without Mahomes. It's still Andy Reid on the sideline. It's still Spags dialing up plays as well, so I do like the Chiefs in this game at plus 10.5. I know the Broncos are better. They got currently with obviously all the Chiefs starters that are out. But I think the Broncos, they have so much pressure on them in this game. And, you know, they're sputtering down the stretch. They had a chance to kind of lock up a spot against the Chargers, lost a tough game. Had a chance to lock up a spot against the Bengals, lost a tough game. Now they got to come back another week as 10.5 point favorites. The longer that they let the Chiefs hang around, the more pressure will be on Denver. I think 10.5 is too many. I like the Chiefs in this spot. The Chargers-Raiders game is really interesting. Here would be my advice on LA and Las Vegas. I would take a Steelers money line and Vegas plus 6 parlay. If you think the Steelers beat the Bengals, I would also parlay Pittsburgh money line with the Raiders at plus 6. The reason being, if the Steelers beat the Bengals, Pittsburgh is either going to be the 3 seed or the 5 seed, and the Chargers are locked into the 6 seed. And the Steelers play on Saturday. So the Chargers are going to know going into their game Sunday what kind of position they're in, whether they're fighting for the 5 seed or whether they're locked into the 6. If they're locked into the 6, I would expect Harbaugh to rest some of his guys, certainly Herbert being one of them. And the Chargers might go from a 6.5 point favorite to like a 3 or a 3.5 point favorite. And then if you have your Steelers and Raiders plus 6 money line parlay, you might be able to hedge a little bit with the Chargers on the money line at a shorter price, and you can get yourself a nice little middle that way. So the Chargers are in the best spot of anyone because they get to sit back on a Sunday and watch the Steelers play on Saturday, really the only team that directly affects them, and get to make a decision on what they want to do. So if you like Pittsburgh to win the game, Steelers money line plus Raiders plus 6 in a parlay. And then if the Steelers win that game, you might get a nicer money line price on the Chargers with a chance to hit a middle. Then we get Seattle minus 5.5 against the Rams. We gave this bet out on Monday when the Seahawks were minus 3. Now at 5.5, it's probably going to be a pass. Sean McVay confirmed what we probably already knew, that Stafford's not going to play a bunch of his older veteran players, especially on offense. So, you know, the Rams, we'll see what they do. I mean, they rely so much on Puka and Cooper Kupp and Stafford, not having those guys. I think Seattle probably rolls, so if I had to bet it, I would look at Seattle minus 5.5. Dolphins and Jets is just such a beyond gross game. I'd probably look at the under 39.5. Who knows if Tua is even going to play in this game. And then Vikings and Lions on Sunday night. Awesome game. Lions minus 3. The total is 57. Kind of lean towards an under because everybody and their mother is going to bet the over in this game, watching how good Darnold and the Vikings offense has been. Obviously, the Lions offense, all the injuries that they have on defense. These primetime games, though, some, especially on Sunday night, tend to be lower scoring a lot of the time than people think. So I lean under. I really like the Lions to win the game, though, on the money line. So I'll lay the minus 160 with Detroit to get the job done in that one. All right, folks, talk a little golf, man. We're going out to Kapalua this week, the Century Championship Plantation Course at Kapalua. Par 73, 7,596 yards. It's one of the easiest courses on the PGA Tour. Second widest fairways, massive greens, hardly any water on this course. It's a par 73, so you get plenty of par fives. You get a couple, you get a bunch of par threes as well. The winner of this event the last couple years has been like 27 under, 31 under, 28 under. So you got to go super low this week. Couple of guys that I'm looking at. First, we'll go with Colin Morikawa at 11-1. He finished in the top five here last year. Colin, it feels like he's got his game back. A couple years ago, it felt like he was a little bit off, but now he's gained his form. We know when Colin's on, he's one of the best iron players in the game of golf, and I think that Kapalua is a perfect setup for him. If his putter is hot, I think he wins this week. So I like Colin at 11-1. I also like Sahith Theegala at 22-1 as well. I'm expecting Theegala to have a big season this year on the PGA Tour. Theegala always reminds me of like a Jordan Spieth. He's got a great short game. He's a great lag putter. He's a good iron player when he's on, and that's what you need to have this week. You got to be good around the greens. This is a target practice type golf course. Everybody's going to hit it in the fairway. It's all about what you do with your irons and what you do around your greens. And once the ball's in the fairway, into the green, Theegala's as good as anybody from the middle of the fairway. So I like Theegala at 22-1. One of our favorites here on the show, we're going with our guy Benny Yahn at 33-1 to get the job done, as we might have a Texas big play here. Ewers throwing to Matthew Golden. We got him over 51.5 receiving yards, and he might have just cashed that on the first play. So we love that. We'll have to see how many yards that was for. That was a monster play for Texas to open up the game. But I love Benny Yahn, 33-1 to get the job done at the Century Championship. Again, Benny Yahn hits it a mile, which at this course isn't as big of a factor as some other places. But because there's really no danger off the tee, Benny Yahn can really unleash off the tee and try to get the ball as far down to the hole as he wants. And he's a really good iron player when he's on, and he's a good putter. It's tough to find a combination. Man, that was easy for Texas. Two plays, bang, bang, touchdown in the end zone as they take the lead. So right there, 7-3 on Arizona State, extra point pending. Sorry, I keep going back and forth. We got a college football game on. Benny Yahn, 33-1, though. Good iron player, good putter along off the tee. I like him. I also like Denny McCarthy at 60-1 as well. Denny's one of the best putters on the PGA Tour. I think his putter is going to be a big advantage for him this week because, again, guys, these greens are some of the biggest on the PGA Tour. So guys that are good lag putters and are going to be able to gain strokes on the field this week. So Morikawa, Theegala, Benon, Denny McCarthy, guys that I'm looking at this week at the Century Championship. Should be an awesome week of golf. So once again, Texas on the board. Two plays, bang, bang, into the end zone. 7-3, 8 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. So a nice response there for the Longhorns. And that sets me up for my prop lock of the day, which was Matthew Golden over 52.5 receiving yards. Shawnee Sharp, I don't know if you know how many yards that first catch was for Matthew Golden. I'm sure you can look that up for me. But we had over 52.5, and I think that first play was really close. 50. I mean, come on, Shawnee Sharp. 54. Look at that. Happy New Year, folks. That's how we do it. We can cash that bad boy. So that was our prop lock of the day. If you want some other prop locks, again, I do like Riley Leonard over 40.5 rushing yards. I like Riley Leonard anytime touchdown. I look at Amika Abukam anytime touchdown as well. I would look at some anytime touchdown scores and some receiving overs in that Oregon and Ohio State game. So I like that quite a bit. Our dog of the day is going to be Notre Dame on the money line against Georgia. Love the Irish. I highlighted it out for you guys earlier on in the show. This game's all about the matchup. I get Georgia is Georgia, but also Georgia's not as good as they've been in previous years. No more Carson Beck, so they're relying on a backup quarterback. They really don't have any elite skill position players. And when Georgia's rolling and Georgia's right, nobody runs the ball on Georgia. Teams have been able to do that this year on the Bulldogs, and the teams that have been able to do that have been able to win against them. I think Notre Dame has the formula to get the job done, so give me the Irish at -105 against the Dogs. Shawnee Sharp, who do you like today on New Year's Day, my friend? What's your best bet?
Oh, Peach. Of course I'm going with my Irish. I'm taking them on the money line along with you here. I also like Ohio State with you here on the spread, -2.5. But yeah, I just think this is a big game for Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman, just for the program. Like, if you can't beat this Georgia team with the backup quarterback, when are you going to win a big game, you know? So yep. I think they're going to come out big. I actually like Jadarian Price score a touchdown. He's been a kind of an unsung hero from the running back position. We know like they like to use multiple backs throughout the game. So I think it's at plus 425 at BetMGM, which is unreal. Right. So I like the Irish today. Go Irish.
Love that. Come on, go Irish. I'm right there with you, Sean. I like Ohio State as well on the money line, minus 135. I think they're the best team in college football when they're right. Love what I saw against Tennessee. I think they have another good performance today against Oregon. Johnny McTwitchy, love you following the show, man, and putting some questions in the chat. Baker over 2.5 touchdowns. I think that's a good look. He's at home. He's been so good at home this season, going up against the bad Saints defense. 1.5 could be a good option, but I like the plus money at 2.5. Joe Burrow over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I know that's been essentially a lock for Burrow this season. Going up against that Steeler defense, though, on the road could be a little bit tricky. We'll see if the Steelers rest some guys in the second half. If they do, obviously that might be a good bet to make live. And then, woo, Ewers, come on out. I mean, you ain't kidding. Two plays, bang, bang, right down the field. Hopefully Texas keeps it rolling and they move on to the semifinals for our futures bet. So Matthew Golden, we cashed the prop lock. Shawnee Sharp and I on Notre Dame and Ohio State today on New Year's Day. Folks, enjoy the college football. It's going to be an epic day. We'll break it all down tomorrow. Look ahead to the weekend. We'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.